Now, this is the hotel Treetops Kenya. It is based near the Aberdare National Park in Kenya, and it gives fantastic views of the national park apart from the background of Mount Kenya here. All right, ideally, when it was found out, it was literally built as a machan, okay, which was just a platform to view the animals on real trees, real oak trees. Later on, two rooms were built, and then as you can see today, it is a full-fledged tree which is developed in and around the original tree which is there. Although the original tree along with its original rooms are not for use now, but the other rooms and other hotel is still open for the guests. Right, the one of the most one of the reasons why Hotel Treetops made it to the most popular hotels in Kenya was the fact that the famous personalities who visited here, out of which one is Queen Princess Elizabeth, who was here when her father George VI died. So Jim Corbett, who was accompanying the princess at that particular time, has wrote down famous lines for Hotel Treetops. It is said to be, this is the place where one girl, that's he's referring to Princess Elizabeth, who has entered a tree one day, and after having a thrilling experience, the next day she has returned as the Queen. And these are the words which Jim Corbett has written for the Hotel Treetops and the incidents with which happened with Princess Elizabeth here. Later on, there are other personalities who has paid visit to this particular site, and those include Charlie Chaplin and Lord Mountbatten. Okay, so today it makes up as the must-sees for the travelers because of the excellent views and its proximity to the national park. There is nearby there is a waterhole here where the animals come. So this is one of the must-sees. Next is the carnival in Rio. Everyone knows what the carnival of Rio, Brazil, is famous. There are huge performances of the samba schools which take place. It is one event which the ones who love the carnivals, who love the road shows, are going to not miss it. This is once in a lifetime of opportunity when Brazil experiences huge flocks of tourists from all over the place to experience the carnival in Brazil. Okay, this is done. The history behind it is religious. Today it is a celebration or more of a fair or carnival that it has. The Topkapi Palace in Turkey. Now, the Topkapi Palace in Turkey has lots of structures inside which are famous, and it attracts lots of tourists across the world to Turkey. There are many many architectural wonders which one can see and experience in Topkapi Palace. Now, the Topkapi Palace in Turkey, Istanbul, attracts lots of tourists. It has made to the UNESCO World Heritage Sites because of the structures and complexes inside. It is very old, most of the architectures which are there. It also has very distinctive trees which have which also attracts the tourists. What happens is it has a huge garden areas wherein the trees are there. These trees had certain kind of fungal infection because of which they are hollowed in from inside. Although they are hollowed, they are still standing structures, and there are different some other trees which have grown out of those particular hollows, taking the support of those trees. So if you can actually search the trees near Topkapi Palace, you can get an idea about what I'm talking about. All right, so however, there are many other things that are inside Topkapi Palace which attracts the travelers. There are many stories. It was also a residence of royalty at that particular time. The Manhattan skyline of New York. If you actually search, there is the famous bridge which comes up, the huge buildings, towerings. There is the waterfront which is there. There is a city tour. One can hop on the boat ride and have the magnificent Manhattan skyline in New York. The famous Niagara Falls, which make up the natural border between USA and Canada, it is one of the natural wonders of the world, which can be seen from both Canada and USA country. Now, the Niagara Falls are actually made up of three falls. The one is the American Falls, the other one is the Horseshoe Falls, and the smaller one, the Bridal Wheel Falls. Then this Niagara Falls, it is said that it will be best viewed from the Canadian side. However, there are tourists who also go towards US side and view it. There are many other things which are done by the government to overall increase the tourist experience, like there are lightings which are done near the Niagara Falls. The Maid of the Mist ride at Niagara Falls, not to be missed, one of the lifetime experiences. These are the boats which are named as the Maid of the Mist ride. This is the ride which takes the tourist from a place which is known as the Rainbow Bridge over there. Okay, towards the falls, and it goes across through the spray area. That is the area where you can actually experience the sprays which are coming because of the waterfall. The tourists are given a blue colored soft covering, okay, made of polythene, so that their clothes are not wet and they are protected from the spray of the water. It is once in a lifetime. There are many, many boats. Each of them are named as Maid of the Mist ride, along with the Roman numbers, that is Roman number 1, 2, 3, this way. So clearly, any tourist who is going to visit Niagara Falls have to be have to make one ride at least at Maid of the Mist ride. It is on the American side of the falls. The Eiffel Tower, Paris, France, the iconic symbol of France, the great engineering feat which is achieved, and it is named on Eiffel himself, the architect, the designer who has done it. Now, when a tourist is going to go there, there are three levels where one can go, and there are two restaurants over there, so people can actually go on the tower and experience the views and the entire experience of it. There is a huge garden in front of it. And Eiffel Tower clearly makes it to the engineering feat and the heritage sites which are there. There was a time when it was supposedly the tallest man-made structure, and there was a time when it lost that place, and then again a tower antenna was built in right up on the Eiffel Tower in France. Burj Al Arab, UAE, the famous symbol of UAE. The Burj Al Arab is again an engineering feat. It is a hotel which is actually built on an artificial island. So the island was built in the middle of not on the land. An island was actually created. There is a very famous documentary, The Making of Burj Al Arab, which it has an iconic shape to it. It is actually shaped in the shape of a sail of the boat, all right, and it has made into travel souvenirs. There are keychains which are of that particular shape. There are magnets which are there, that is the magnets that you can actually put on your fridges. So those are the travel souvenirs which are available. Now, when we are talking about tourist tours, Burj Al Arab gives certain kinds of packages wherein a traveler can actually go inside and have a buffet breakfast in Burj Al Arab, and in that case they can actually view the hotel from inside. It is said to be the only 7-star hotel, although that is one of the terms that have been fixed to the hotel. There is no such thing as 7-star hotels. It was at the opening of the hotel that one of the British American or English reporter said it is beyond 5-star class, and that's how the term 7-star hotel stuck to Burj Al Arab, UAE. It also made up into a list of the top the most expensive rooms or the most expensive suites of the hotel. If you can search those documentary, you will be awed by what a man-made structure can be built about. The Sydney Opera House, Australia, again one of the magnificent architectural feat that is tells you about what man-made structures can be. It is the famous icon of Australia, not only of Sydney but of Australia. This is where performances of arts and musical concerts are taking place. Again, there is a documentary about the making of Sydney Opera House. It is on the harbour. It is famous. If you take actually a boat ride across the Opera House, across the Sydney Harbour, you can easily see the structure. It is made in the shape of shells. Okay, so if you can see, those are the overlapping shells of one another. Then at the time of some of the important days, there are light shows which are done, and those images and the lights are put forward on these shells. And it makes for a great view. The tourists are also allowed inside to view the architecture of Sydney Opera House. So it is definitely one of the iconic symbols that Australia, the entire continent, has. The tram ride in San Francisco. Yes, the cable cars of San Francisco are supposedly the only manually operated tram rides or cable cars which are there in operations and very much used. These are the tram rides. A trip to San Francisco is definitely not complete if you are not one, if you have not even hopped in one of the cable cars here. So even today, there are many tourists who actually go in this cable ride. There is one famous cable ride which will actually take a tourist to each and every tourist, almost each and every tourist attraction in San Francisco. It's one of its kind experience, and the nicest experience of the entire tram ride is actually seeing the people who are operating those cable cars in San Francisco. Meenakshi Temple, Madurai, our own. It was one of the contenders, the nominees, the first 50 nominees to UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is the temple of 14 Gopurams, and it has the famous 1000 pillar halls, okay, the halls of the 1000 pillars. It has literally 3000 plus sculptures, and it is magnificent. It is one of the very few temples who are completely dedicated to a goddess rather than the god. So Meenakshi Temple, dedicated to Meenakshi, who is supposedly the form of Parvati, the consort of Shiva. So it is site which attracts lots and lots of tourists to Meenakshi Temple, Madurai. It is also forming the backdrop for the dance festival which happens in Madurai. So that's Meenakshi Temple. Now let us see what are the main tourist attractions in London, the city. We have listed here are Buckingham Palace, London Eye, London Bridge, Big Ben, and Madame Tussauds Museum. You must have heard of this. You must have also seen this in many of the, especially the Bollywood films. It's Buckingham Palace. It is the royalty, where the royalty is there. Buckingham Palace in Westminster. This is open, a part of it is open for the general public. There are days wherein public are allowed to see the different kinds of artifacts which are there, different kinds of exhibits which are on permanent basis which are there. Further ahead, there is a ceremony which takes place, the changing of the guard ceremony, for which there are tourists who actually are present there. It ideally happens at in the afternoon at around 1 PM. So what happens is tourists are actually there. The entire ceremony is there. Again, you can go online and watch on YouTube or any of the other websites the video for changing of the guards. It is definitely one of the sites. So that's Buckingham Palace. There are many other structures and sculptures which are in and around. So next is the London Eye. We have dealt with this earlier, the magnificent engineering feat. You can have a panoramic view of London. You can actually sit in the capsule and you can see it all. Now, one of the movies that you might go and see is the one where London is seen. So the other one is the famous London Bridge, clearly one of the icon that London has. It is not to be missed. The next is the Big Ben, the clock tower, which is there. It is one of the tallest one near the palace complex towards the north side. The Big Ben is the word for there, but the official name is different. Madame Tussauds Museum. This is the museum where we know that it has lots of wax statues of famous personalities, and it is something of a tourist experience. A tourist can go click their photographs along with the wax statues which are there. So that is why Madame Tussauds. Okay, and such museums are there in other parts of the world as well. The London Museum is supposedly the best one. Now let's see the main tourist attractions of USA. The Niagara Falls, we have dealt with this earlier. Smithsonian Museum in Washington DC, definitely visit. It is one of the museums that you can go to. The Washington Memorial, Capitol Building, and this all are historical buildings. This all political have played a major place in the political history of USA. Next, we have the Disneyland Orlando. It is the place for people who are loving the adventure theme parks. So you can go to Disneyland Orlando. It is the dream destination of every kid in the world. So that's Disneyland Orlando. Although Disneyland is there also for in other cities as well, but this is supposedly the best one. Hollywood Los Angeles is famous for its studios, the locations, the shootings which take place, Hollywood, the site where the Hollywood resides, you can say. The Grand Canyon, Colorado, the trip to USA is not complete if you have not seen Grand Canyon. It's a natural wonder. Today what happens is there are certain places which are open for the tourists. There are walks which are created which are actually made of glass. And there are protective railings, so you can actually walk on the glass on those bridges, and it gives a feeling that you're walking in air, because clearly you can see through the Grand Canyon. It is magnificent how such a geographical formation can work up. It is one of its kind and definitely a must visit. The next is the Times Square in New York, famous for its New Year celebrations, Christmas celebrations, a place where someone has to be for celebration. So that's Times Square, New York, with iconic buildings over there, which has made up to as a background or locations for lots of films. So the other one is the Golden Gate Bridge at San Francisco. Again, the iconic symbol of San Francisco. It forms the background. It's beautiful and a must visit. The views are great. So that's Golden Gate Bridge. You can clearly see it from the waterfront, which is there. Now we have the main tourist attractions in Italy. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, clearly famous for its tilt. Although we have seen the tilt increasing over the centuries, it is said that today it is stopped care has been taken, and it is said that the structure will be surviving for more 200 years. So chances are we might see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Venice, the Canal City, the Romantic City, ancient architecture in Rome, and the glass craft in Milan. Okay, all of this are there, and we have already dealt with those. Venice, ancient, and the glass craft. Now let's see the main tourist attractions in France. We have the Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, L'Arc de Triomphe, Paris, and wineries in France. Now, out of this, L'Arc de Triomphe of Paris forms the gate which was built to commemorate the historical event. It is having lots of architectural things on the arc itself, and it again forms an icon for Paris. Next, we have the wineries in France. There are many trips which come up with the specialty tours which are there, that is the wine testing which are there. It forms a part of the main tour. Okay, the wine lovers love to visit these wineries in France. So this is here. Now let's deal with main tourist attractions in China. We have the Great Wall of China, the Terracotta Warriors. This is one of the what I should say, the archaeological greatest archaeological finds in the world. The Terracotta Warriors. It is said that these warriors, which are there, which are found. None of the terracotta warriors are same. So literally all of these warriors which are there have different facial characteristics, and this was the greatest find the tourists are allowed to view. So when, as a tourist, if you go on this site, you can actually see the terracotta warriors which are as they are found. So it's one of the one of the site to visit. Forbidden City of China, the Great Forbidden City complex, many architectural structures inside. The visit to China is definitely incomplete without going to Forbidden City. The other one is the Modern City of Shanghai. One has to go to Shanghai to see. It is not only the tourist attractions that attract, it is also the business setup of entire of Shanghai. It is the hub for MICE tourism, which is there. The Tiananmen Square, Beijing, again one of the iconic squares. It is it has rich history. There are many events which had taken place, and that's how it has become a tourist attractions. The Olympic Stadium in Beijing also is something to pay a visit to. Now these are the main tourist attractions in India. We have the Taj Mahal, our icon, our face of tourism in India to the world. Then we have the Kashmir Valley. It's a breathtaking view, the very good climate, and the excellent history and culture which goes with it. So Kashmir Valley attracts lots of tourists. Jantar Mantar in Delhi. We have Jantar Mantar. This is it is the astronomical observatories which are which were created by the kings in India. Now they are still surviving. It's brilliant if one has a very good tour guide. The tour guides, actually, when a tourist comes, they actually tell you how to calculate, how shadows are used to calculate the time at that particular location. So Jantar Mantar is one of the things which we have. Jantar Mantar is not only in Delhi but also in other cities in India, one being at Jaipur. Salar Jung Museum, Hyderabad, is one of the museums which is supposedly the top 10 museums in India. So that's at Hyderabad. We have Gateway of India. All right. Then the Vivekanand Memorial at Kanyakumari. Now Vivekanand Memorial, Kanyakumari, again, if you go and search about, it has a huge history of how it was made, or the making of the Vivekanand Memorial, Kanyakumari. The views are breathtaking, the entire seashore which you can see. That's Vivekananda Memorial. Jim Corbett National Park, the must visit for any adventure lovers, any wildlife sanctuary lovers. So you have to go to Jim Corbett National Park with a background of Naini Hills, Nainital. So it not only gives you the feel of that adventure, but it also houses lots of different species of animals and birds. Next is the Palace on Wheels, our pride of India. Palace on Wheels is the train journey any tourist who want to experience the culture of India in style and has the money to do that has to hop on Palace on Wheels, and it goes through Rajasthan, Gujarat cities, and the tourist can hop on this train. The train will take the tourist to from each and every city. And one has to hop down, that is, get down on that city, watch or see the sightseeings, and again get back to the train. And this is the train itinerary which is there. The target market for the train is ideally the foreign tourist who can come and see India through train. The other ones are the main tourist attractions in Australia: Sydney Opera House, the Great Barrier Reef, the Bondi Beach, famous beach in Austria because of its the kind of sand that it has over there, the kind of the shape of the beach which it has. The Sydney Harbour area near the Sydney Opera House, it can give you great views which are there. You can also catch up a boat right over here. Main tourist attractions in Malaysia, one is the Genting Highlands and the Petronas Towers. Petronas Towers are the twin towers which are there, known as the Petronas Towers. Then the other ones are the Genting Highlands, one site where you know the adventure lovers can go. There are amusement parks, casinos near Genting Highlands. Main tourist attractions in Singapore, the Great Sentosa Park, Singapore Harbour, and of course the shopping paradise of Singapore. Singapore has a Sentosa Island which has the Sentosa Park. It is famous for its the animal park which is there. There is other Jurong Bird Park which is famous here, and the Singapore Harbour area. When you go to Singapore tourist attractions, there are city tours. There is a boat ride which actually takes you across to view different attractions in Singapore. And Singapore has streets which are famous for shoppers. There are streets wherein the food stalls are there. So those streets are famous for their food stalls. So those are the main tourist attractions in Singapore. Now here we have a list of top 10 countries as per the international tourist arrivals. And the figures are with respect to the list is with respect to 2011 figures. Now the first is France, next is USA, China, Spain, Italy, Turkey, then is Germany, UK, Russian Federation, and Malaysia. India does not make it to top 10 destinations, but there is hope that India will actually find a place in top 10 destinations of the world. That's for the chapter, the summary. Let's summarize what we dealt with. The process of decision making for deciding the destination. What were the factors? That's what we covered. How these factors affect the actual selection of the destination when we are traveling alone or when we are traveling with the group. And then we dealt with top international tourist destinations of the world. We tried to cover the top ones which are there. There are many others and the list is quite exhaustive. So that was what we covered in this chapter. Okay, regarding studying of this chapter or other information, I will advise you to when you are studying this chapter, you can search the images to get an idea, visual idea about how these tourist attractions are there. You can read about each tourist attractions on the official tourist websites of each country. And what you expected is you are expected to know what the tourists can expect at that particular destination, what are the kind of experiences that they are going to get. You're expected to know, at least the famous international destinations or places in the world. And I would advise you to go and visualize this first, that is, make sure that you have seen those images online. I hope the session was helpful. Thank you.